It's not clear how long this has been planned for, but I think all the governments in the region were taken by surprise by what happened in Tunisia and Egypt and in Libya. So I think there are now some quite short-term calculations going on. I mean, you know, Bahrain is normally somewhere that tries to have a reputation for being a relatively open and liberal country, and it's obviously very much undermining that reputation today, especially when people see forces crossing in from Saudi Arabia. So it's not entirely clear what the long-term strategy is. It's not clear how long the Gulf troops will be there. And the issue is extremely divisive for Bahraini society.
Yes. First of all, what has the reaction been within the region? What has the reaction been from the neighbouring countries?
Well, there's been a very negative reaction from Iran, which was to be expected. The Bahraini government has often suspected Iran of trying to influence the population of Bahrain, which is majority Shia. Iran is already not keen to see the existence of a major American naval base in Bahrain. And I think because there's a major rivalry between Iran and Saudi Arabia, they are disturbed to see Saudi forces moving into Bahrain. I think it is unlikely that you would see a direct intervention by Iran, but they're certainly heating up the rhetoric at the moment.
And just a couple of days ago, Robert Gates went to Bahrain to urge a political solution to the conflict. And now, of course, we're seeing this. Do you think this is a blow to the United States' influence in the region?
Well, if it is true that the US did not know about this far in advance and did not authorize it, then yes, it is. I mean, you know, since the time of the Gulf War in the 1990s, when Saddam invaded Kuwait and the US essentially led the international effort to push him out, it has been the US that has been the main security guarantor for the small Gulf monarchies. Bahrain has a large U.S. naval base, but that U.S. naval presence is not going to help the Bahraini government deal with problems that it has with its own population. So I think the fact that they are now turning to other Gulf allies to help does challenge that the position that the Americans previously held as the main source of security support. However, it just isn't clear what's been going on behind the scenes. We don't really know whether this is something that the Americans and the British and French actually tacitly agreed on. Certainly, a lot of people in Bahrain will suspect that the West did give the green light, even though that's not the official position.
And what is the uprising in Bahrain like? Is it taking the same kind of form as we've seen in Tunisia and Egypt and Libya, or is it doesn't seem to have been as sort of violent or as vehement?
Well, every country is different. I mean, Bahrain has had protests calling for more democracy literally since the 1930s. And, you know, in recent years, they've already been very effective at organising sort of decentralised protests using social media and so on. So this is something that is indigenous to Bahrain. It's not just being copied from Egypt, Tunisia and Libya. But we have seen it becoming a lot more vehement just in the past few weeks. You know, this began with peaceful protests in a number of outlying villages. By yesterday, there were opposition activists setting up roadblocks in the centre of the capital, in areas where the embassies are, where the banks are. People on the ground were telling me that the police seemed to be absent from the streets and the protesters appear to be in charge. But in other areas of the capital, you had supporters of the government setting up their own roadblocks and their own vigilante groups, some of them armed. So there does seem to be now you know, some risk of conflict in Bahrain. It's not a simple situation. There are a substantial proportion of the population who do support the government. And unfortunately, there is a sectarian dimension to some extent. There are more Shia people in the opposition and more Sunni people among the government supporters. So there is at the moment quite a high risk of sectarian clashes, which is very worrying indeed.